You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The highly anticipated Highway 13 repaving project will be coming through Phillips in 2025. According to an article on MyNorthernWisconsin.com, the project is slated to begin on June 9th and be completed by July 21st. However, Director of Public Works Jim Heiser stated that the project could start in May as the state is working their way northward. The project area is set to be along Highway 13 from County Road D to County Road F, and the next project area will commence after and continue to Fifield. On Tuesday, March 25th, business owners met with the Common Council, Director of Public Works, the mayor, and the city clerk to discuss the plan for the downtown sidewalks. Jim Heiser explained that the state will come in and grind up the road. Traffic will continue through town with single-lane flagging taking place, so there will be access to businesses. Most likely, people will need to park on side streets to get to businesses. A few places will need to be dug up to work on water lines, which will consist of half a day's work. The storm inlets will also be redone. One light pole by Maple Street will need to be removed, and a storm inlet will be put in near Maple Street. The corners are getting slightly redesigned for improved handicap access, and the curb step may be widened. The state will replace the curb and gutter. Clerk Shelby Cosmer stated that, after reviewing the special assessments policy, the city learned that the business owners will be responsible for the first 5 feet out from the buildings, and then the city is responsible to pay for the rest of the sidewalks. This was confirmed at the meeting by Mayor Peterson. Saturday, April 19th, starting at 10 a.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips, Phillips Moose Lodge number 2661 presents the Phillips Community Easter Egg Hunt. This is open to kids 10 and under with egg hunting, hidden prizes, a large door prize drawing, and food totes. This is sponsored financially and in-kind by Phillips Moose Lodge 2661, Phillips Lions Club, Friends of Fred Smith, and the Northwoods Association of Realtors. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 19th, starting at 10 a.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. Bad weather kept a lot of us inside this weekend, bringing everything from severe thunderstorms to ice, sleet, and snow. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Any ice storm over the weekend caused nearly 69,000 power outages across northeast Wisconsin, with Langlade, Forest, and Florence counties experiencing the most widespread loss of power. But outages spanned from Appleton and Stevens Point north to Lake Superior. The rain began freezing Saturday and then switched to snow Sunday. The added weight of ice and snow on power lines caused them to fail.
At 5:33 p.m. on Sunday, March 30th, a single vehicle crash occurred on U.S. 51 southbound at Tower Ridge Road in Iron County in the town of Mercer. According to a post from WGFW.com, initial evidence at the scene suggested the 2012 Audi A4 lost control and rolled over into the West Ditch. Multiple agencies responded. The 29-year-old male driver from Mercer was ejected from the vehicle and was pronounced deceased at the scene. The 23-year-old male passenger from Darien was transported by ambulance to Howard Young Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Alcohol use was reported by both occupants, and neither were wearing a seatbelt according to the press release. The Wisconsin State Patrol is conducting further investigation, and the names of the occupants are not being released pending the notification of the family. This Saturday at 7 p.m., the Northwoods Players are presenting a performance of Disney's High School Musical. Tickets are available at the door. Adults are $15, seniors and students are $13, and children are $11. And once again, this is taking place Saturday at 7 p.m. over at the Phillips High School. A Wisconsin scientist says research cuts from the Trump administration are harming his team's work to find a cure for Alzheimer's. Researchers testified at the nation's capital, and Savannah Tomey Olson takes us there.
The Trump administration is working to dismantle the National Institutes of Health, which provides more biomedical research money than any other organization in the world. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin led the forum.
Without the NIH, there would be no cancer immunotherapy, no anti-overdose medications, no cutting-edge treatments.
The Trump administration capped some research reimbursement at 15%. UW-Madison had previous agreements for the federal government to cover 53%. According to Baldwin, funding is now frozen for 14 Alzheimer's research centers across the country, and DOGE plans to cut 3,400 to 5,000 jobs at the NIH. Dr. Sterling Johnson leads Alzheimer's research at UW-Madison.
Over 6.9 million Americans live with Alzheimer's today, a number that will double by 2050 without effective solutions.
He says they're already feeling the impact of these cuts.
There are delays in peer review and funding processes for some projects and centers. There are proposed cuts that threaten major ongoing studies, including treatment trials, risking the loss of millions of dollars already invested and setting our patients back. If these cuts go into effect, studies will be delayed and slowed. We will lose ground on hard-won progress. Every setback costs lives and quality of life.
Wisconsin received almost $600 million in research funding from the NIH last year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' home opener going on today at American Family Field against the Kansas City Royals. Now, last year, the Brewers never lost more than three games in a row all season. Today, they're coming into the game at 0-3 after being swept over the weekend in New York. The Yankees winning yesterday 12-3. NBA, the Bucks losing at home last night to the Hawks, 145-124. Giannis says he needs to do a better job on defense.
I got to be, you know, have more urgency there. Like, I got to protect my basket first, you know. If I don't pick up my man, I got to pick up that guy. So that's the mentality as a team that we have to be better transition defense team. We're going to watch film tomorrow. We're going to walk through it, we're going to play through it, and we're going to be better.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I love this team, and I'm going to keep saying that. I don't love how we're playing right now, and we have to get it back. We have to get guys to see what we see, and we will.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Corey Feldman has had a rough ride since childhood stardom. The Goonies actor recently appeared on Billy Corgan's The Magnificent Others podcast and claimed he was supposed to have Leonardo DiCaprio's role in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. But Johnny Depp told the producers he was a junkie. Feldman has admitted to having a heroin problem after he was sexually abused as a child, but said at the time of the Gilbert Grape incident, he was completely sober. Ouch. If you can't get enough of the Paul brothers, Jake and Logan, you might want to re-examine some things in your life. But if you're committed to these two trust fund darlings, definitely check out their new show on Max called Paul American. Actually, kind of a catchy title. The New York Post is calling it a series that pulls back the curtain on the lives of the brothers Paul. But we'll still manage to show you only what they want you to see. Paul American is now available to stream on Max. It's always fun when a showbiz relic is discovered, especially when it involves the Beatles. The New York Post reports that Vancouver record store owner Rob Firth found himself in possession of a reel-to-reel demo recording of the Fab Four. At first, he thought it was just a bootleg copy, but as it turns out, it was an original audition 15-song recording the Beatles made, which still sounds as crisp as it did back in 1962. He says he has no plans to sell his buried treasure. Making it even more unique is that Ringo wasn't even in the band yet, and their drummer was still Pete Best. Here's one of Pete's picks. The show Adolescence on Netflix is the hottest show on pretty much every streaming platform. The show about a 13-year-old UK schoolboy who was accused of murdering a fellow student is well-written, incredibly well-acted, and has a great style where each episode is basically a one-camera shot. Sounds tedious, but it is paying off, and so far, I recommend it. Bill Murray had some interesting things to say last Tuesday on The Howard Stern Show. The actor said he regretted turning down a role offered to him by Clint Eastwood. Later in the interview, Murray said he was surprised he didn't win the Academy Award for Lost in Translation in 2004 because he had won all the other awards that year and expected to win the Oscar. Murray won the Golden Globe, the BAFTA, and the Independent Spirit Award, but it was Sean Penn who took home Best Actor for Mystic River at the 76th Annual Oscars. I'm a Sean Penn fan, but thought Murray should have won too. Murray was brilliant in the role in which he portrayed an aging movie actor. Lost in Translation was also nominated for Best Director, Best Picture, and Best Screenplay. Sofia Coppola, who directed the film, did take home the Oscar for Best Screenplay. If you haven't seen Lost in Translation, check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We get a little bit of a break today before our next system rolls in and brings more rain and snow late tomorrow night through much of Wednesday. Today, sunshine will get to the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, clear 14. Tomorrow, becoming breezy and cloudy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.